We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha and welcome to Goddess Unleashed. This is Diane Vick, your host, and on today's episode, I'm talking about manifesting wellness during this time of crisis. And I'm excited about this particular episode because I'm actually opening up the forum for interviews in my May podcast series. I'm calling in all healers, light workers, alternative practitioners, and even conventional medicine doctors that have transformed their life journey to help others heal using alternative treatments and working outside of the box of conventional medicine like I do. So the series is called Courage and Compassion, and it's really about understanding what made them change their path into this alternative realm of healing. I want to understand their purpose, their passions, and really get into their story to help inspire healing and support the community during this time of crisis and support families in need during this COVID-19 that are feeling a lot of stress and anxiety as they face continued time within this quarantine and crisis amidst us. So I invite anyone that is interested to reach out to me so that I can get more information about your passion, your purpose, and see if we align so you can appear on my show in May. But now let's jump into manifesting wellness with Diane. So how exactly did I transform my body, the way that I was experiencing pain and symptoms, to actually create a sense of wellness? What obviously is a complex process, and I talk about it a lot in the book that I wrote, The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. And that book really does do an amazing job of explaining my program and how I created this technique called the Unleash Technique to help calm the nervous system, boost the immune system, and support the body in healing and transformation. And I recently wrote a submission that is going to be featured in a new book that's coming out called Chaos to Clarity. And one of the hosts on Dream Vision 7, Kat, is one of the authors. So I'm excited that I'm working with her, where she's sharing a little piece of my story and how that journey helped me deal with stress in all levels of life, but also during this particular crisis of COVID-19, to help support the community and create events that truly nurture healing and transformation and reduce stress, anxiety, and symptoms in the body by creating a unique self-loving routine that everyone deserves to experience to tackle the stress and anxiety that they are experiencing at this very moment during this crisis. The interesting thing is that for me, I had to learn it the hard way over a journey that took me 7 years to find something that truly worked on tackling stress, inflammation, and chronic illness to develop this unique program and support the community. But I'm thankful for my experience because now I'm here to share it and support the community. So I decided to create this little podcast about manifesting wellness and just give some simple tips on how we can truly relax and support our bodies amidst this crisis, and also share a little meditation which I created this week. Funny thing is, I tried to record it outside, wanting to capture nature surrounding me, and it had a lot of background noise. So I'm going to venture into re-recording it today and sharing it on this podcast. Of course, ideally, if you want to hear the whole audio, it is much longer than my podcast, and it takes you through different levels of visualization and manifestation to create that unique sense of wellness and tap into your natural healing potential. So I invite you, once you listen to it on this podcast, to go to my website and actually download the audio, which I will work on this week and have it ready by the time this podcast airs. But now let's jump into some simple strategies that we can do within our homes to help us relax and let go of stress during times of crisis. So one of the things that we can do is simply breathing in deeply. I've talked about it a lot. The breath I teach is the 555 breath. And simply breathing in deeply, holding your breath briefly, and exhaling slowly helps calm your nervous system and relax your body and clear your mind. The simple thing about it is you can do it any time of day, anytime you feel stressed, overwhelmed, or anxious. And it is a powerful tool that is very easy to use. So if you're in the middle of a situation with a family member that is upsetting you and stressing you out, maybe your child's having a tantrum, that is the time to take a moment, breathe in deeply, hold your breath briefly, and exhale slowly and feel how your body relaxes. Sometimes it takes several deep breaths to help you truly relax and connect with that sense of calm. And the more you practice this simple ritual, the easier it becomes. It becomes so easy that at this point, when I do in the deep breathing and relaxation, I have surpassed that 5-5-5 breath, and now I hold for 10-10-10, which means my lungs are expanding much more profoundly. I'm breathing in a lot more air and exhaling slowly and relaxing my body to a much deeper state. The interesting thing, if you know about my history, is I used to have chronic asthma, which began to occur in adulthood, and a lot of bronchitis and pneumonia. And ever since I started this simple practice of changing my breathing patterns and really doing meditation and mindfulness activities, all of those symptoms seemed to disappear. But I know that it was actually because I was tapping into my body's natural healing potential and learning how to breathe differently than what I was used to. So I'm actually very excited to go back to my allergist and have that lung function test, because I want to get a good comparison, because I know that my lungs are expanding so much more than they used to. And the fact that I haven't had to use inhalers or any kind of respiratory treatment in years is pretty amazing. So once this whole crisis is over, I do plan on getting that comparison and doing another interview of my doctor and ask him where he thinks I've come in expanding and relaxing my lungs with the simple process. So that is something easy you can do any time that you feel stressed or anxious. Another thing I love to teach, and I dig a little deeper in my program, is using vocals. So how can we use vocals to help us relax during times of stress? I'm sure you've played songs before and sung along to the beat, or listened to the words and simply hummed in your head. Have you noticed when you sang those songs that you felt more relaxed or filled with joy or an emotional shift? That is the simple technique that I'm talking about. But actually using your vocals to hum to the song of the beat, or the beat of the song, is even more relaxing. Because a lot of the times what happens is when we're feeling stressed out or anxious and we hold in our emotions, maybe we'll get a knot in our throat, feel a pain in our stomach, we are holding on to emotions and that stress stays in our body. So if we actually tap into songs and use them when we are feeling a certain way, it helps us shift the way we feel. One of the amazing things that I've realized is you can actually use this when a song triggers sadness or emotions and hum the beat to help release those emotions that you experience. I'm sure there's a particular song that maybe you connect to when someone passed away, or you had a fight, or you broke up with someone, and it triggers certain emotions. Actually, listening to that song again and using your vocals to hum to the beat and really feel those words and release the stress in the moment is a very, very simple way of relaxing the body, letting go of those negative emotions, and feeling a deep shift inside. Now, two very important things that I share in my program is you actually have to create a foundation of healing and transformation within your body by supporting your body with good and healthy nutrition. So those two foundation components is hydration and nutritional intake. We definitely need fluids, especially now that we are in times of crisis, because we are absorbing extra toxins in our bodies because we are experiencing stress. Stress accumulates in our bodies, creating inflammation and tension and symptoms. So hydration helps us detoxify the body. And I mean hydration with fluids like water, not caffeine or soda or anything like that. We want fluids like water, tea, and make sure you get enough for your body weight. And as for nutrition, we want to eat a lot of nutritious foods like fruits and vegetables. Stay away from a lot of processed foods that have additives, fillers, chemicals, preservatives, and eat more foods that you are making at home as much as possible. And this will help your body stay balanced and support you during this unique time of crisis. I know a lot of people have been complaining that they've been overeating and feeling like they're gaining weight during this crisis. This would help support you as well through that by avoiding all that binge eating that's happening, which is actually an emotional form of eating, that we are filling some kind of a void because we're feeling emotional stress with food. So avoiding that and filling your body with healthy alternatives will help you in both realms, the stress and also that weight gain. Another important thing is exercise and fitness. So make sure you're getting out and doing exercise. Some form of exercise outdoors would be ideal so you can get in a good source of oxygen and connect with nature to help you really relax and unwind every single day to help support your body in healing and transformation. And those are just a little secrets from the programs that I am releasing soon. So the first one, which I presented recently in a women's group in Facebook that I have been supporting women in the community, is called Crappy to Happy. And I decided to open up that course for the community and offer it once a week to give people an opportunity to join in, listen to a powerful meditation, and also get some easy and simple strategies to help relax the body, calm the nervous system, and boost the immune system during this unique crisis. I decided to offer it on a weekly basis to give more people opportunities to be able to access this course and those that do want to take on my challenge and do the meditation for 21 days would actually purchase a ticket and get the meditation for free and then join me in a unique Facebook group that will be only for this purpose of guiding you through meditations for 21 days and challenging you to change the way you feel within your body by making a commitment to listen to a meditation and do deep breathing 3 times a day for 21 days. It's a beautiful opportunity to really help you relax and calm down during this time of stress, and you will see how when you reduce your stress, it impacts everybody in your household, and you can invite them as well. The next course in my series, which is going to happen in May, is after people have become a little bit aware of some simple strategies using Crappy to Happy. It's called Manifest Wellness with Diane. And that digs a little bit deeper into my program, which I published in the book, The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. And it's an 8-week support program with unique strategies to help you connect with that inner sense of calm, reduce symptoms, and has targeted lessons based on different symptoms that arise depending on the population that comes into that program. So some of the things I'm going to be talking about are pain. Particularly, one of the lessons is going to be piriformis syndrome, which is something that I know all too well, and I had tons of symptoms with it. Another one I plan on discussing is carpal tunnel, how I overcame that, and simple strategies to help you strengthen those muscles and relax the body and allow your body to function as it was designed, limiting the amount of pain that you experience with these conditions. And many other different options depending on what the community needs and the clientele that decides to join that program. So I invite you guys to take a look and see if they resonate with you and join me on those two unique journeys that I created at a very special price for this crisis to help truly support the community in their own healing and transformation and staying safe and supported amidst this crisis. And so I hope those simple tips help you find a little bit of sense of peace and calm during this crisis and help you relax amidst the chaos around us. And now I'm going to explain a little bit about how music can actually flow through your body and help you relax during stressful situations by giving you a little example. So one of the things that I have to do now during this crisis is call patients with results of COVID-19. Now the negative ones are very easy because the families are reassured and feel safe now that their family member, child does not have the illness. But on those particular calls where I have to call in a positive, that can be highly stressful experience. And it's important for me to make sure I'm centered and calm before I actually pick up the phone and make that phone call. Because a stressed caregiver actually sends out more stress and anxiety to the family. So it's important for me to be calm and peaceful and centered to help support them in their time of need. So one of the things I do is actually play a song and feel the music flowing through my body as I release stress in the moment. It's a short experience, somewhere between 3 minutes and 5 minutes. I already have a song that resonates deeply with me, or I simply listen to a beat and go with the rhythm and help relax my body and release any negative emotions and stress that I may be feeling. It is a pretty fun and silly experience that truly helps me connect with my inner child and relax my body, calm my nervous system, and prepare me for that difficult conversation. I feel instant shifts, and one of the secrets is actually performing your little dance routine and singing the song in front of a mirror. Why? Because you connect with yourself in a unique way. You're actually seeing yourself in the mirror, laughing at yourself, and making it fun and inviting experience. The energetic and vocal release takes my stress away and shifts my emotions completely, and then I'm ready to make that difficult phone call. So I invite you to try it this week as your challenge. Find a song that you really connect to. Stand in front of that mirror. Close the door for some privacy. And get silly and jiggy with that music. And you will notice that you feel like a little kid again by the end of that song. And then jump back into whatever it is you were trying to do that you were stressed out about. And notice how different you feel for the next couple activities or 30 minutes to an hour to really see that shift in your experience. It truly is amazing when you create a unique self-loving routine for yourself to help you deal with stress during times of crisis like this and really help you align with the way you want to feel to accomplish whatever activity or goal you have for the day in a calm and relaxed state. I combine a variety of strategies into this stress fighting routine, and I share many of them in my programs, and I do invite you to join one of those unique experiences that are occurring within the next few weeks to really help you tap into that sense of calm and listen to some unique meditations that I share in those programs. I love using those meditations because it helps me anchor hypnotic verses that help you tap into those affirmations that you want to be feeling inside your body, whether it's I feel empowered, I feel relaxed, I feel calm. All of these things are sensations that people really want to connect to, and using the visualizations helps me anchor them in so that when they experience things in their life, they can actually connect with those feelings once again. So on this particular meditation that I'm going to be sharing in the second half of the episode, I focus more on relaxing the nervous system and boosting the immune system, and use various forms of imagery, taking you through a beautiful pool, a waterfall, and really tapping into that new healing potential that you can accomplish by simply participating in some self-care and self-loving activities to help you release stress and tension in the moment. It's really about motivating you when you're resting and relaxing, listening to this meditation, to take on this journey for yourself and help you relax and release stress effectively through a supportive routine that you create for yourself. So I invite you to listen to that meditation on that second half of the podcast and really connect with that inner sense of calm and relaxation. The meditation is actually much longer. It takes about 50 minutes on its own, so you're only going to get a little piece of it, but it is a pretty spectacular experience. So I do invite you to join one of my courses so you can get the full on meditation, and you can even use it before you drift off to sleep, which is what I love to do with various meditations that I have really connected to. Well, I hope you got some value from that first part of the episode and got some tips and strategies that you can use now. Do some deep breathing, make sure you stay hydrated and you're eating healthy during this crisis. Do some exercise and go outside and enjoy nature and really connect with your own deep breathing, breathing in some pure oxygen and enjoying nature when you're outdoors. This is Diane Vick. Come back on the second half of the episode for that beautiful meditation. Aloha!
Get empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
So what is crappy to happy? First of all, I'm Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a professor, and I've suffered much pain and heartache with my physical symptoms of my disability and my chronic illness. And I created this class, Crappy to Happy, because I wanted to support frontline workers, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors that are still at those front lines dealing with patients and clients that have COVID-19. And they are experiencing extra stress because now they're exposing themselves to this virus and also their family and loved ones. What I have learned in my 7-year journey of chronic pain and illness and autoimmune disease is there are ways to calm your nervous system and boost your immune system that can be easy and effortless. And of course, it's not going to take you 7 years like it did me. So I'm here to guide you in this short program to give you some simple strategies that you can help relax and calm your nervous system during times of stress like this COVID-19 pandemic.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
This is Diane Vick, and funny story is that I actually recorded this meditation once before, tried to send it out to the radio. It did not work. So I am here re-recording it with new intentions. I mentioned in the first part of the podcast that I'm creating these two unique courses. One is called Crappy to Happy, and the other one is called Manifest Wellness. Well, one of the things I didn't mention is that my goal is really truly to support those frontline leaders. Those nurses, those managers, those people that are really at the bedside supporting the community and taking care of these sick patients, as well as policemen, firefighters, and everyone that is out there putting themselves at risk and risking infection for themselves and their family because they are simply out there. Even though they are protecting themselves, they are at much greater risk than everyone else. And interestingly enough, someone close to me this week told me that I was being superficial, which really was hurtful and painful because what I've learned in my journey and through my chronic illness and symptoms is that I am not superficial at all. In fact, I take on people's symptoms and people's pains so personally that I experience intense symptoms and I will actually develop fatigue and simply develop pain in my body. Because simply having a conversation with someone on the phone or connecting with even my boss on text message can be highly stressful for me because I can feel their emotions. So if you haven't heard any of my prior podcasts, I shared that I went through a significant health crisis 7 years ago when I was in the emergency room. And the reason was is that I wanted to help all my patients and all my colleagues. And I always did so much more than my body could take. And eventually I got to this point where I couldn't eat anything. I was eating saltine crackers and Gatorade. And my doctor told me, it's time for you to leave the bedside and really make yourself the priority. So in honoring those people that are at the bedside that are experiencing this form of severe stress, which I know very well because I experienced it myself dealing with chronic illness, is to create this meditation and really dedicate it to them and invite them to take my courses, Crappy to Happy or Manifest Wellness, because really it is for me to help guide them into how to calm their nervous system and boost their immune system during times of stress, which I know they are all experiencing extreme stress in this moment. So this particular meditation, which I'm making different from the one that I originally recorded, is dedicated to those frontline workers to really help them calm their nervous system, boost their immune system. And I do invite them from the bottom of my heart to take my classes, Crappy to Happy, which is really about calming your nervous system during times of stress and really learning how to tackle that ongoing experience of fight or flight that happens inside our bodies when we are constantly exposed to high stress situations like this one. And I definitely do invite all my friends and colleagues that have worked with me side by side into taking these courses, because really they were designed for you. Of course, anyone can take them. And I do invite anyone that experiences autoimmune disease or crisis like mine to join into these classes, because it really is about supporting your nervous system during times of stress. And it is a unique experience that I have learned in my journey of 7 years. And I have created something that can support people in an easy and effortless way. And it doesn't have to take you 7 years to get there. But for now, I want you to find a quiet place, a happy, relaxed environment, and settle back. And just listen to the sound of my voice. If you're operating heavy machinery, I ask that you please make sure you pause this and reconnect with me when you are ready to settle back and relax. I invite you to relax, settle back into a comfortable position, and allow your body to sink deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. There's nothing to do. Nothing to think about. We're simply breathing in deep, holding briefly, and exhaling slowly, and allowing your body to sink deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. With each breath, your body is relaxing deeper and deeper, and you're connecting with this simple meditation to help calm your nervous system and boost your immune system during times of stress or crisis. That's right. We are simply breathing, relaxing, and letting go. And allow your breath to help you sink deeper and deeper into this simple meditation and relaxation session. I invite you now to take in a deep, slow breath, hold briefly, and exhale slowly. And notice how this simple breath helps your body connect deeper and deeper with a deep sense of relaxation and calm. That's right. Allow the sound of my voice and any noises that may arise around you to help you sink deeper and deeper into this relaxation session. With this next deep, slow breath, I want you to relax and notice how your body sinks 10 times deeper into a state of complete relaxation, calm, and serenity. That's right. Simply breathing in deeply calms your mind, settles your thoughts, and relaxes your body. That's right. Your body is relaxing deeper and deeper, and your mind is relaxing deeper and deeper into a trance and complete relaxation. There's nothing to do, nothing to think about. You're simply breathing, relaxing, and letting go. And notice how this next deep, long, slow breath helps your body relax 10 times deeper than before. And when your body relaxes, your mind becomes clear and peaceful. That's right. There is nothing to do and nothing to think about. You are simply breathing, relaxing, and letting go, and allowing me to guide into a visualization. Your mind will take you exactly where you need to go. I am simply here to guide you, and you are perfectly safe and supported in this peaceful and quiet place. And the more you breathe in deeply, exhale slowly, and allow your body to relax, the more you feel tranquil, peaceful, and relaxed. I invite you now to picture, imagine, or visualize the last moment you felt stressed or anxious. Any emotions that arise are perfect, and they were yours in that moment. So I want you to feel them in your body. Notice where you feel tension, stress, or emotion, and allow your body to sink deeper and deeper into this visualization, connecting with those feelings and sensations in your body. Feel that last moment where you felt crappy, where you felt stressed, worried, or anxious. Notice the messages your body is sending you. Where did you feel tension? Where did you feel that stress? What symptoms did your body give you? Was it a headache? High blood pressure? Digestive issues? Pain? Whatever symptoms arise, it is perfect for you. You cannot relive them. We are simply revisiting that moment and feeling those sensations in your body to truly allow you to release and relax. That's right. Whatever arises is perfect, and this is your story. I am simply here to guide you into this visualization and connect with your body to release those emotions and that stress with each breath. So notice wherever you experienced pain or symptoms that particular day or that moment. Take in another deep, slow breath and feel it for a moment, and soon we will release it together. That's right. Just feel them for a moment. Those emotions, those feelings, and those sensations are all a message from your body. And now we will use that awareness to take action and release the stress from your body. That's right. It is that simple for you to release the stress and go from crappy to happy with this visualization. I invite you now to take in a deep, slow breath. Breathe in deeply, hold briefly, and exhale slowly. And notice how your body sinks deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. With each deep, slow breath, your body releases all these negative thoughts, negative emotions, and stressful situations, and sinks deeper and deeper into this visualization. That's right. Take in another deep, slow breath. Hold briefly and exhale slowly. and feel how your body is releasing stress with this simple practice of breathing. That's right. Feel your mind is clearing. It is that easy for you to connect with the moment. And feel your inner sense of calm growing deeper and deeper within your body. Take in one more deep, slow breath and allow your body to sink deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. And with this deep, slow breath, your body sinks 10 times deeper into relaxation and tranquility. That's right. And your mind is clear now. Your mind is peaceful, calm, and relaxed. And each deep breath helps you sink deeper and deeper into relaxation, connecting with your own peace, calm, and tranquility. I invite you now to imagine you are standing in front of a beautiful, massive tree. It is vibrant and green and beautiful. And with each deep, slow breath, this beautiful green tree is going to erupt in flowers that are pink, vibrant, and inviting. That's right. This is a beautiful cherry blossom tree, and it represents your own resilience and inner strength. And the beautiful tree has pink, vibrant flowers that are beginning to blossom and bloom with each deep, slow breath that you take. The tree is strong, immense, and powerful, and the brilliant green leaves are relaxing and soothing for you to visualize. I invite you to breathe in deeply, hold briefly, and exhale slowly, and notice how your body is sinking deeper and deeper, 10 times deeper, into a state of complete relaxation as each beautiful pink flower begins to erupt slowly. That's right. It is that simple for you to relax and release stress and allow the sound of my voice and any noises that may arise to simply guide you deeper and deeper into this visualization, connecting with your sense of resilience and inner strength. With this next deep, slow breath, notice how your body is sinking deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation, releasing all those negative thoughts and emotions from your body, all those painful sensations that you felt earlier are releasing with each exhale. And as you exhale, those beautiful flowers begin to magically open around your cherry blossom tree. And this represents your inner strength, resilience, and natural healing potential. That's right. With each flower that blossoms and blooms, you are connecting with your inner strength and relaxation. That's right. Take in another deep, slow breath and notice how your immune system is relaxing deeper and deeper, and these beautiful flowers are erupting easily and effortlessly with each breath. That's right. And each flower that erupts is relaxing your nervous system and boosting your immune system with a simple process of deep breathing and letting go. That's right. Your body relaxes deeper and deeper with each breath, and these beautiful flowers are erupting easily and effortlessly throughout this beautiful tree that is your tree of resilience, And this amazing process boosts your immune system and calms your nervous system whenever you need it. That's right. And the blossoms represents your resilience, joy, and happiness, and your unique wellness is erupting easily throughout your body. That's right. Each breath creates a beautiful pink blossom that emerges on this massive tree. And each flower signifies your own resilience and relaxation and connects you with your inner sense of calm, peace, and tranquility, and relaxes your nervous system and boosts your immune system easily and effortlessly. And with this amazing and powerful breath, your body relaxes deeper and deeper. I invite you now to take in another deep, slow breath and feel how your nervous system is relaxing as this magical flower erupts and blossoms. And now you feel a deep sense of joy and happiness. And this is your own unique wellness. That's right. Now you are simply relaxing and peaceful, feeling a deep sense of joy, peace, and relaxation. And with these just so intricate and beautiful flowers, you feel completely relaxed and peaceful. And anytime you want to connect with these feelings, these emotions, and these sensations and visualizations, all you need to do is listen to this audio, this simple meditation, and take some time to breathe, relax, and let go. And your body will connect with your own inner sense of resilience and relaxation. That's right. You are so magical that your mind and your breath are here to support you in times of stress. And if you ever need them, all you need to do is listen to this audio, connect with your inner sense of calm and relaxation through breathing and releasing stress. That's right. And you will be reminded of this joy, resilience, peace, and tranquility with each deep, slow breath and visualization. And this meditation will continue to support you as I count now to five, and you will awaken, taking all of these amazing sensations and visualizations with you. And it has relaxed your nervous system and calmed your immune system during times of crisis, boosting the power of your immune system to heal and protect your body. That's right. With each deep, slow breath, as I count to five, you will continue to feel this inner strength and resilience growing deeper and stronger within. One, your immune system is strong and powerful, and you know that simply breathing in deeply during times of stress will help you connect with this inner sense of calm. And each time you take in a deep breath and release stress, it makes your immune system even stronger. Two, your nervous system is relaxed and peaceful. And every time you see the color pink, you will continue to connect with that deep sense of relaxation and resilience. Three, you have connected with your inner joy and happiness, and this meditation is always here to support you. And anytime you see the vibrant green color, you connect with your inner resilience, happiness, and joy. 4, your inner strength and resilience is flowing easily and effortlessly throughout your body. 5, you may awaken now, taking all of these visualizations and sensations with you, and live a joyful, relaxed, and peaceful life. Well, I hope you enjoyed that meditation and got to feel a deep sense of relaxation and calm and boosting your immune system. This is Diane Vick, and I really hope that you got something from the first half of the podcast to help you calm your nervous system and boost your immune system. But here's a little recap before we end this episode. 1 is breathing. The breath I teach is the 5-5-5 breath. It's inhaling for a count of 5, holding your breath for a count of 5, and slowly exhaling for a count of 5. It helps calm your nervous system, boost your immune system, and relax your body. And how do I know? Because I've proven it in my own health crisis and supported my clients with this simple process. And also many coaches use similar practices to do the same. 2 is exercise. Go outside. Get some fresh air and make sure you're doing exercise every day to release the stress that you are experiencing in this moment. 3 is nutrition. You want to be eating nutritious foods that support your immune system and stay away from those sugary and processed treats that actually create inflammation and stress inside your body. 4, meditation. I talk about it a lot. I might not have mentioned it in the first part of the episode. Whenever you hear a meditation that really connects with you, I urge you to stick with it for at least 21 days and feel the changes as they happen in your body. Some people can do quiet meditations alone, but if you've never meditated before, it's much easier if you use a guided meditation to help you connect with that inner sense of calm as you learn how to calm your nervous system, relax your mind, and boost your immune system. Definitely, sleep is essential. And for all these healthcare workers, it's very important that you calm your body and relax your nervous system and help your body repair by getting a good night's sleep. Trust me, I know all too well that sleep can be an issue, and I have experienced that in my own life recently as this stress has continued to increase. As I speak to other healthcare workers and realize how they're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and I take on their stress and it impacts my sleep. But you can take healthy supplements to help you relax and release stress and help you sleep at night if you need to. But definitely I want to tell you that sleep is essential. So do some deep breathing, listen to maybe a hypnosis or meditation before bed, because it will help you drift off to sleep much easier and effortlessly. This is Diane Vick. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and this meditation, which was designed specifically for those that are feeling intense stress and also those frontline workers that I want to send many blessings to and support them in this critical time for them. Aloha and enjoy your day. I hope you got some inspiration from this podcast.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.